Try to get him to come to me. He wouldn't come. Now, if he'd catch old Sergeant, I could get him. Because Sergeant, he'd follow him on in the pen. But Bob would have a can of sugar, and he'd get to his horse. And I'd eat mine up.
Yeah.
But mine wouldn't come. We'd rope cows. We had plenty of fun. We'd play cowboys.
You ever stick a stub in the ground and throw
them horseshoes on it?
Yeah.
Rain. We had wagon reins. We had them rims, what I tell you about, them little rims. We went around that hoop, we pitched them over. Then we'd take make a line and take we'd go to the store and steal money, steal them nickels and things, pitch to the line. See who gets closer to the line. We'd get us a handful of pennies. See who pitch close and make a line, get back off so we. That's what we'd do. Pitch them rags. We didn't have no horseshoes. Man, catching with a horseshoe, what was it to do? Them horseshoes cost money, they say.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All my boys did, no white and black.
What was Mr. Bob in the Army when he got up? Was Bob?
He was a general, I think.
He was?
Yeah.
Mighty high.
Yeah, he was a general. He had a nothing was in there. Dick Alexander, he was, before he come out, he was a general.
Did he go off to school?
Yeah. There's some everywhere. We got so bad that we growed up, though, they had to split us up. He said, you better split us up. And we can go rob them directly. He said, he said, I got to split y'all up. He said, and that's where I lost Bob. He sent him off, and that's where I got misplaced from him.
Yeah.
And next you to know he's in the Army. And next you know he's dead. Because he used to tell us all the time that folks would put things on us. We learned how to drive a car by Miss Ellis. Miss Ellis, and if we find a car sitting somewhere, we'd steal it for him, you know.
Yeah.
Drive it?
Yeah.
And he said that's gonna make the worst thing ever was colored and white. The steal it.
Mm-hmm.
They said that's what we were gonna do in the record robbing. So he sent Bob off.
You said you had a little boat to go down the bottom?
Yeah, we had a boat. They made a boat out of bold. Hungarian made that boat for us. A man from somewhere. That's never Hungarian come from. He couldn't talk good. Steve Sally. He made that boat for us.
How did he make it?
Out of bold. He put them bold together. Down there and he chinked them with rags. And then he put a piece across that chink. And then he tarred it. He put a piece across the end of it and nailed it. And chinked it and tarred it. Put it, made us two seats in there. Put it down in the water for us. We were 11 years old. A piece in 26.
And what kind of boat was it?
No, that's an old plain board. Like you make a house.
Uh-huh.
It's plain old Cypress board.
Did you ever see those little boats that used to go around the bows in? The little boats that'd be narrow.
Canoe. We call them canoes, and little, I call them sharpshooters we did years ago. Little canoes and little sharp boats.
Yeah. You know what a pirogue was?
Yeah. We got one of them things. My dad got one of them things, pirogue. And he got the real big old rib-time skiff there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When you were getting in the boat, one person, when there were two people usually.
Yeah.
One person would get in the boat.
Holy steady.
And the other would
push him off.
Lost him.
Yeah, off in the water. Then he'd jump up in the back.
Yeah. But first he had to launch.
That's right.